Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
There was darkness. Our Bible verse today is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the verse following Genesis 1:1, we read that the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Then he created light, saw that it was good, and separated the light from the darkness. Creation is bringing something into existence, and God's first creation is light. A few years ago, my daughters and granddaughters and I visited the Lost Sea in Monroe County, Tennessee. It is a fascinating tour where visitors learn about the discovery of the huge underground cavern, its geological development, unique formations, and colorful history. The tour ends with a boat ride on the Lost Sea, America's largest underground lake. As interesting as all that was, the most memorable moment for me was when all the light was turned off and we experienced total darkness. We talk about experiencing the dark when it is a moonless night, or our electricity goes off, or even when we are far from civilization in a natural setting. But it is nothing like the total darkness of being far underground in a cave. It is disorienting, to say the least. And to my granddaughters, it was frightening. In the cave, dark is the total absence of light. Dark is another one of our English words that has multiple meanings and uses. It can refer to the absence of light, as in the cave, or often darkness symbolizes evil. On the day of the crucifixion, darkness came over the whole land from noon until 3. The sun stopped shining, verses 44 and 45 in Luke 23. However, darkness did not remain. The sun rose on the third day, and the tomb was empty. Christ had arisen. Just as God created light in the beginning, Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection gives us another opportunity to experience his light overcoming darkness. We have no reason to fear darkness because God is the light in a world that experiences the darkness of evil and pain and suffering. Bernadette Farrell expresses this beautiful promise in the hymn, Christ Be Our Light. Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness, Christ be our light, shine in your church gathered today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of light in our world and for the sacrifice of your Son to enable us to live in light, even when our world seems to cover us in darkness. Strengthen us so that we may be a light in this world as we seek to follow Jesus and serve others in your name. Amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.